רבי מוישה חיים דן דבוריץ'.
First, I've got to ask forgiveness. My English may be not perfect. I'm already 40 years in Eretz Yisrael, but I'll try my best. In order to ask the question that I want to ask on Parshas Chayesura, I first want to make a bit of a hakdama, and then we'll ask the question. The Sfasemes says in Parshas Lech Lecho, how was Loit Zoicha to become a Meshamish of Avraham Avinu? How was he Zoicha? And from Loit came out David HaMelech, Melech HaMoshiach. The father of Loit was called Horon. How was Horon Zoicha to such a great family which came out of him? The Maaser, the question is even more, because Horon's daughter was Sora Bas Horon. So the Maaser from Horon came out the whole of Klal Yisrael. Asks the Sasemes, how was Horon Zoicha to this gewaltig Azach that Klal Yisrael, Dovid HaMelech, Melech HaMashiach, is Mamish, his descendant? How was he Zoicha? So the Sfasemes says a very interesting point. We look at Horon with a bit of a crooked eye. Avraham Avinu went into the Kivshon HaEish, and he understood he's going to die, he's going to be killed, and he was ready to be killed for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Horon stood on the side and he looked and he said, if Avraham Avinu is saved, I'll also go in. If not, not. So he saw Avraham was saved, so he said, I'll also go into the fire. So the Maaser, his machshava wasn't a perfect machshava. He came into the fire to be saved, therefore he was killed. Says the Sfasemes, Obesof Posek, in the end, let's look at Horon, he was killed on Kiddush Hashem. A person who does a good deed, even if the machshava is not a perfect machshava, but if the deed is good, he's got a right to have schar. Chazal say, Ein HaKadosh Baruch Hu mekapeach schar kol beria. Horon did a big thing. Horon went into the fire for Kiddush Hashem. The machshavas in his mind wasn't perfect, but the maaser, he was killed on Kiddush Hashem. Therefore, he was zoicha to Loit. He was zoicha to Klal Yisrael, Melech HaMoshiach, which is a direct descendant. He was zoicha to all this. That's what the Sfasemes writes in Parshas Lech. Years I knew this Sfasemes, and every year when it came to the series of Bereishis, I had a point which was occupying my mind. The Sfasemes explains why Horon was Zoicha to be the father of Avraham Avinu. We've got noch two others, Yitzchak Avinu and Yaakov Avinu. The father-in-law of Yitzchak was Basil. The father-in-law of Yaakov was Lavan. How were they Zoicha to have such son-in-laws, Yitzchak Avinu, Yaakov? How were they Zoicha? It was always bothering me, what's with Yitzchak Avinu and Yaakov Avinu? One year, we were lining this Parsha Chayesura, and it went into my mind a moira de kavot to explain why Basil and Lavan were Zoicha. In order to explain it well, I'm going to say a short story. There was a chassana after the Rebbe Rebbe Lemaylech was nifta. One of the sons of Rebbe Rebbe Lemaylech became a mechitten with a yid who was called Rebbe Avner. This Rebbe Avner was a wealthy person, a yid who learned, did good chassodim, toivas. And he was zoicha to become a chutn with the son of Rebbe Rebbe Lemaylech. But this chasna was short after the p'tira of the Rebbe Rebbe Lemaylech. All the Talmidim HaKadoshim of the Rebbe Rebbe Lemaylech came to this chasna. Uberoishom the Apta Ruv, Rabbi Avraham Yeshia Heschel me'Apta, the Baal Oy of Yisroel, was sitting at the top of the table. And Abtrov turned round to one of the Rebbes and he said, I don't understand. How was this Rav Avner Zoicha to become a machutn with my Rebbe? In those days, most Shiduchim were Rebbe with Rebbe. But a normal balabos, even a Tamat Chochim, even a Yid who had a lot of money and who did a lot of chasodim, he couldn't become a machutn with a Rebbe. How is this Rav Avner Zoicha to become a machutn with my Rebbe, Rebbe Rebbe Lemayim? The Abtruf said there must be something that he had a special schus that he became a machut. So the Abtruf said, don't disturb the machit Rabbi Avner in the middle of the simcha, but when there's a quiet few minutes, call him to me. So after about a half an hour, it was a bit quiet. So they called Rabbi Avner and they called him to the Abtruf. So the Abtruf said to Rabbi Avner, I'm not chas v'shorim mezalzelin you. I'm not saying anything wrong. But to be zeich to become a chitra beber meilech, there must be something special that you did. You must tell me, what have you done, some special deed that you were zeich? So Rabbi Avner was racking his brain and thinking, what? So he told him this story and this story and this story. The Abtruf said, it doesn't explain this situation. You haven't given me enough reason to understand why you became a chut. Suddenly Rabbi Avner says, Rebbe, I remember something in my young years, my youthhood. Maybe this will give light why I'm a chit Rebbe Remailach. So Rabbi Avner said like this, I was a young boy, I was a Ben Yochid, I was the only son to my father. My father was a Gvir, Oisha, Usha, and he was the Rosh HaKol of the Shtut. Anybody wanted to come to say a drusha in this place had to knock on the door of my father and ask permission to say a drusha. One evening, somebody knocks on the door. Torn clothes, looked like a schnorrer. And he says to my father, I would like to say a drusha in the Besamedrash at the end of the week. So my father says, I must explain, you don't take it badly, but we give a right for a roof to speak, a Rosh Hashiva to speak, but not every Tom, Dick and Harry who comes along and says he wants to speak, we'll give him to speak. We've got a Chosh of a Kehla, you can't let anybody speak. I was a little boy, and I saw the man made a sour face when my father told him he can't speak. So I called my father on the side, I said to my father, have rachmonas, have pity on this man. In those days, people came and said a drosha, and they had like a kara, like a bowl, and people put in afterwards a ruble, 2 ruble, and the whole community came, so each one put in a ruble, 2 rubles, so he went out with 200 ruble. Says, this seed means, doesn't mean the drosha, it means his money. Have rachmonas, look how he looks. He's in a bad way. Have rachmonas, give him the right to say a drosha. My father wasn't so pleased about it, but whatever I asked my father he gave me, I was a Ben Yochid, I was the only son, what I said to my father he gave me. So my father ran out of the house and he caught this Yid on the road and he said to him, listen, I've got a son of Ben Yochid, whatever he says to me I listen to him. He said I should give you to say a drusha, I'm giving you the right to say a drusha. Thursday night, 7:30 on the dot, we are very punctual, you come and you say a drusha. So the Yid was beaming that he could say a drusha. Thursday night, 7:30, this Yid walks in and everybody sees like a schlepper walking in. Like a tramp he was looking. And he goes up to the beamer and he starts looking around. He looks and he looks and he looks. So the people started knocking on the table. He can start. And the Yid's not... looks like he's not intending to speak. He's just looking. And he's like, he's snuffing his nose, smelling. So the Rosh HaKol said to him, excuse me, you said you want to speak. Don't make a fool of us. If you want to start speaking, start speaking. So he says, yes, just another half a minute. And he carries on like smelling. And the Rosh HaKol gets angry. And he says to him, if you don't start, then you can go. You made a fool of me that I let you speak. He says, I'm going to start. He says, no, start. He says another snuff with his nose. Yeah. In this town, there's a smell of nevelus. The oilam eating nevelus. As he said the words, the oilam got up, the whole congregation, and ran to catch him and give him a good mashkanta, a good hiding. And he saw what's going on. He jumped out of the road and he ran over the road. And the oilam started running after him to catch him, to give him a good spanking, a chitzpah. Somebody comes into the shtut and he says the community eating nevelus. They were running and running after him, and he saw they're going to catch him. So he jumped over a fence, and he ran, and they jumped over, and they carried on after him. He was running from one garden to the next garden. In the end, he jumped into the garden of the butcher. And Rachmon al-Itzlan, they saw the butcher had an axe in his hand, and he was chopping off the heads of the chickens. He wanted to save the money of the shoychet. And he was killing the chickens without doing shechita. They saw that this darshan said the emes, it was nevelus. They left off the darshan and they caught this butcher in the middle, red-handed, cutting off the heads of the chickens. They took the butcher, they put him on the table, and they gave him a good spank. They were screaming. And this darshan didn't know that they left him. He was cutting on to run. He's fleeing, he's running and running, because they're running after him. Nobody was running. Said this Rabbi Avner, I was the only one still running after him. And I shouted to him, Rabbi Eid, stop. So he thought that somebody's going to hit him. So he carried on running, and I shouted, stop, stop. Then I shouted, I'm only a little boy. I can't do anything to you. Just stop for a minute. So the darshan turns around, he sees a little boy running after him, so he stops. So the little boy, Rabbi Avni, says on himself, I said to this darshan, you came to say a speech, and you wanted a bit of money. I know what you wanted, but nobody gave you money, you've run away. So here, I'm giving you 50 ruble, a present for the drusha. So the darshan said, I can't take money from a little boy, because a little boy hasn't got his own money. So I said to the darshan, I was a little boy, I said to the darshan, you can take the money by me, because my father gives me every week 10 ruble pocket money. And he lets me do what I want. If I want, I can buy crisps. If I want, I can buy chocolate. I've got right to do with the money what I want. So this 50 ruble is my private money, you can take it. So the darshan said to me, what brocha can I give you for that you helped me out and you gave me this 50 ruble? So the boy says, you don't need to give me any brocha. I've got everything what I want. If I just say a word out of my mouth, I need said my father gives me, I've got nothing which I'm missing. Nothing missing in life. So the dasha says, are you sure? He says, yeah. So the dasha says, come here, little boy. I want to give you a brocha. He took my hand with two hands and he said to him, the whole community was running after me to hit me, to give me a good hiding. The whole community. You were the only one in the community who was running after me to help me. Therefore, I want to give you a brocha. I give you a brocha that you should be zoicha when you become older and you get married and you have children. With one of your children, you should be zoicha to become a mechutin with a yid like me. So the Rabbi Avner said to the Abtaruf, maybe this Maisa can give light, because I had a brocha from this darshan. So the Abtaruf said, tell me, how did this darshan look? What did he look like? He said he had a red beard, big red beard, and he had a gartel made out of straw. Oh, he said, the Abtaruf, this was my Rebbe, Rebbe Elimelech. Before he was Mizgala, before he came out to the world, he went around the world in Golas, and he wore torn clothes, and he had a long red beard, and he went with a gartel of cash. said that through, this is the explanation. How did you become a mechitan of my Rebbe? Because my Rebbe gave you this blessing when you were a little boy. Now I understand everything. This is the story with the Rebbe, Rebbe Lemailech, gave this Rebbe Avna Bruch when he was a yingala, when he was a little boy, he should be zeuchti mechitan with Rebbe Lemailech. Now, let's go back. And we'll learn a bit of the Pasha, and then we will see something very interesting in this Pasha. In this Pasha it says that Avraham Avinu said to Eliezer, bring a wife for my son Yitzchak. From where? Not from Benois Canaan. I don't want the girls of Canaan. Go to Choron. Asks the Drosha Soran. The whole world was a world which had nothing in it, nothing of good. What was the idea by Avraham Avinu? B'nai Canaan are not good, and B'nai Choron are good. Why is it? Why is it? Says the Drosha Soran with the clay yoker, the same yesod. A child is born, there's three shitfim in a child. The father, the mother, and HaKadosh Baruch. The Gemara says, the father and the mother give in certain things. One of the things is the midas. Midas of a child come from the father and the mother. The daya, the sense, how to think, that's a maton of HaKadosh Baruch. Says the clay yoker, Benois Knan had very bad midas. Very bad midas. Now, as we said, midas is hereditary. It carries on by the children. So Avraham Avinu said, I don't want from Benois Knan, I don't want bad midas in Klal Yisrael. Benois Choron was a place of apikosis. They didn't believe in the Eibishter, they didn't believe in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Nothing, nothing. Oh, but that's Deus Koizvus. Says the Klei Yoker, Deus Koizvus don't go over from father to child. Therefore, Avraham Avinu said, I prefer Benois Choron with Deus Koizvus, better with Benois Knan, that they have Midas Roas, bad Midas. That's the Yisod of the Klei Yoker. So let's now see an interesting point. What does the Klei Yoker say? What was the trouble of Choron? Choron had Deus Koizvus. That apikosis. Now when we look in this Pasha, Eliezer went down to Choron and he said, Rabbi Nishlem, help me. I'm looking for a woman for my Uden, Yitzchok. I'm looking for a wife. What's my simon? The woman that we ask her to give us water, in Nush she gives me water, and not just me, she gives all the camels. She is the right woman. Rivka came out, and Eliezer asked for water, and Eliezer asked just for himself, and Rivka gave for all the camels. So Eliezer said, this is the raya, this is the clear cut raya, that this is the woman for my Uden Yitzchok. He came to Lavan and Basula in the house and he told them the whole story. He promised HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He asked for help, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu brought him the right girl. Lavan and Basula could answer to Eliezer, you've got a very big mistake. We know our sister. She's a good girl. She's got a good heart. Whoever asks her a favor, she does it. That's no raya that that's the wife for your master. What's it written in the Pasuk? Vayan Lavan ubesiel vayomri ma'ashem yotza adova. They had the sense, the seichel, to say, this is from HaKadosh Baruch. They had the sense to say the right words. Now we said before, the whole of Choron was apikosim, they didn't believe in HaKadosh Baruch. In the right moment, Lavan and Basil both said, yes, this is from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. They had the emina in this minute. Maybe this is the schus that there was Zoicha, Besuel, and Lavan to have son-in-laws Yitzchak and Yaakov. Just like by the Maisa of the Rebbe Ben Melech, that this boy Avner went against the wind of the whole community. The whole community were going to hit Rabbi Rabban Meilech, not going to help him. And he went against the wind. He went against the wind. And he showed a way of helping Rabbi Rabban Meilech. So he was zoich to be a machit of the Rabbi Rabban Meilech. The same thing here. The whole wind of this community in Choron was a wind of apikos, don't believe in anything. Don't believe. And Lavan and Besur had the sense to say, Ma Hashem Yotzadova, they believed that a minna. Maybe it was only for one moment. But we said, Ein HaKodesh Baruch Hu Mekaper Scha Kol Birya. This minute they believed, they went against the wind of the community, therefore they were zoicha to have son-in-laws Yitzchak and Yaakov. And I want to add on another word. It says in the Posek, Vayan Lavan Ubesil. Lavan was the son. So Rashi says, this Lavan was a bit of a cheeky rascal. He answered before his father. Vayan Lavan Ubesil, he was a cheeky fellow. But on the other hand, he said first the word, Ma'ashem Yotzadova. Tak, it wasn't so idle. It was a bit of a chitzpah. It was a bit cheeky. But he was the one who said first, Ma'ashem Yotzadova. And then afterwards, Basil also said. Therefore, Basil, who said second, was zoicha to one item, Yitzchok. Once to be his son-in-law. And Lavan, who said it first, had twice Yaakov Avinu for a son-in-law. Once with Rochel and once with Leah. So we can now understand, we asked the question. Horon was zoicha to a son-in-law of Avraham Avinu. How was he zoicha? So the Sasema says, he did a good deed. The machshava, the thought wasn't right. His mind wasn't in the right direction. But he was moiseh nefesh, v'akodesh boch. The mice, he was moiseh nefesh, he was killed. So we can say the same gedank. What's the yesod? What's the reason that Lavan and Besur was zoicha to have son-in-laws Yitzchok and Yaakov? This is the same question as the Sosemes. The teretz is, there was a very bad wind in Choron. A wind of apikosis. And Lavan and Besur went against the wind and they said, Ma'ashem Yotzadova. That we see in the story of Rebbe Rebbe Lemayach, when you go against the wind, you zoicha to have a good mechutin. They went against the wind of apikos and they said, Ma'ashem Yotzadova. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu paid them back. They became father-in-law, Lavan twice father-in-law, because he said first, twice father-in-law of Yaakov, and Basil once father-in-law of Yitzchak. With this idea, I answer the very, very, very hard question. By the Mechira from Yosef HaTzadik, when we look in the Pasha, there's a very, very big question. The brothers wanted to kill the Maisa when they saw Yosef coming. The Torah says, Vayisnakru oisei laham yisoy. Their intention was to kill him and finish him off. They said, we'll take his beged and we'll kill him and we'll say, Chayaro achalosu, we'll say that Chayaro killed him. So the first one who said against the brothers was Reuven. Vayishma Reuven vayatzilai miyudom. Vayoyma loyna kenanovish. We're not going to kill Yosef. We're not going to kill him. What should we do? V'nashlicheyu el achad aboyres. We'll put him in one of the boyres, in one of the pits. And finished. The Torah recognizes Reuven as a special good deed. The Torah says, Vayishma Reuven vayatzileyu miyodom. He saved his brother. The Torah gives the credit to Reuven, you saved Yosef. Then they sat down to eat. Vayeshvi lecho lechem. And then in the middle of the seder, they saw Orchas Yishma'elim boim, Megillot. Sayyida said, a bit of a drusha. What will we have from killing our brother? Let's sell him to the Yishma'elim. And they sold him to the Yishma'elim. When we look at the psikim, when we look at it in the long run, Reuven put him into a bowl of Nechoshim Vakrabim. There was, in the bor, in the pit, there were snakes and scorpions. It was a dangerous place. Very, very dangerous. The Mefarshim even ask, what's pshat vayatzileu miyodom? You throw him into a pit, and Chazal say, v'aboy reik ein boy mayim av nechoshim akrabim yeshboy. What's that called? Saving a child? Throwing him in a pit with snakes and scorpions? So the Rechaim HaKodesh says that a person has got a bechira. A person can be boicha b'toiv and boicha b'ra. So if a person kills somebody, it could be that the person who was murdered wasn't meant to die, but the murderer had a bechira whether to kill or not to kill, and the murderer decided to kill, and he was boicha b'ra, and therefore he killed somebody, even if the person wasn't meant to be killed. Says the Or HaChaim HaKodesh, of a behemoth on a chayah doesn't kill a person only if he is meant to be killed. If it's not his time to be killed, the chayah, the lion, the tiger won't kill him if it's not the time to be killed. The Gemara says in Shabbos, Ein chayaro sheletes ba'odom, elim kein nidma loy kebehemah. The Rebbein Shem makes that this person looks like a behemoth, and then the Chaya kills him. If he looks like a person, if he's perfect, he won't be killed. Shenema, Nimshal, if he is under Nimshal, the Moishel on him, if somebody conquers him, Kebehemus Nidmu, Nimshal Kebehemus Nidmi. If he's Nimshal, if a Chaya is Moishel on that person, the reason is because he looks like a behemoth. You can't kill a person unless a man can kill a person even if he's not meant to be killed. A behemah, a chaya won't kill a person only if he looks like a behemah. There's a Bavista Masa. There was this Rebbe who decided he wants to go to Eretz Yisrael. He got us out. There's a cheshik in the middle of the night. He wants to go to Eretz. So he calls his mashamash. Says, call a balagula. Call him over to me. I want to go now with a wagon. I want to go to the port. I want to take a ship to Eretz Yisrael. In the middle of the night. Can't you wait? No. Now I've got the cheshik. I want to go in the middle of the night. So this mashamash goes to the end of the city. There was a balagula. And he knocks on the door in the middle of the night. The cold night. And the woman, the wife, opens the door. And the wife says, what do you want? She says, my Rebbe wants your husband. He wants to do a journey with you. In the middle of the night. The Rebbe said he wants now in the middle of the night. So the woman wakes up her husband. And she says to him, the Rebbe wants. He says, what the Rebbe? In the middle of the night? The Rebbe tell him tomorrow morning. No, you've got to go because a Rebbe, you don't start off with a Rebbe. You better get up and go to the Rebbe. So this Balagula gets up, he's angry. But his wife doesn't let him sleep because he's got to listen to the Rebbe. And he goes over to the Rebbe and the Rebbe says, listen, I've got a very big chayshik. I very want to go to Eretz Yisrael. Let's go now and we'll go to the port and we'll take the first ship to Eretz Yisrael. Now I think there's a ship going out in the early morning. I want to catch this ship. So the Balagula says, we'll take the next ship. We'll go in the morning. Let me have a normal night. He said, no, I've got to go straight away. So this Balagura puts into his shoe a bottle of vodka to warm him up. And he starts going. And the Rebbe says to him, quicker, quicker, quicker. So he says, Rebbe, take it easy. No, take it easy. Get on with the job. They were going down a hill. And the Balagura slow down because it's a sakona when you go down. And the Rebbe says, what are you slowing down? He says, I can't go quicker. He says, go quicker, I promise nothing go wrong. He goes down the hill quickly, and from going so quickly, the wagon with the horse knocks into a building over the end of the hill and breaks a window in a house of the Poritz. The Poritz gets up in a temper. He goes outside, he says, are you mad? What did you break my window? And he takes out the gun. He's going to shoot at the Balagula, at the driver. So the Balagula says, excuse me, it's not me, him, this rabbi. So the Rebbe got mamish in a shock. And it was was frightened. So he begged by the Poritz, leave me. In the end, the Poritz let him off. He says, never should happen again such a thing. So they carried on the journey. So the Rebbe says to the driver, is that a behavior? Somebody wants to kill you and you point at me? He says, listen, Rebbe, I want to tell you something. I didn't intend going out on this journey. You pushed me to go out on this journey. That was your idea. It wasn't my idea. Now listen. I said like this. If you're a good Rebbe, a great Rebbe, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will save you. Because you're a grosser Rebbe. If you're not a great Rebbe, then you deserve to be killed for waking me up in the middle of the night and taking me on a journey like a machine in the middle of the night. If you're a great Rebbe, Rebbe Moshe will help you. And if you're not a great Rebbe, you deserve to be killed for all this messing about. Said the Beis Yisrael, that's the idea of this bow. Reuven said, we know in this bow, there's big snakes and scorpions. It's a big sakona. But let's throw him in. He goes around as if he's a grosser tzaddik, Yosef. He says, Lushan Hora, that we are not Beseder. He's a ganzer Rebbe. He's a grosser tzaddik. Let's put him in with the snakes and scorpions, then we'll see. If he's a great Rebbe, he'll be saved. Because we said, there's not such a thing that a person is killed by chayas, by chayas ruas, only if he looks like a behemah. So if he's a great Rebbe, he doesn't look like a behemah. And if he's not a great Rebbe, and he was talking against us, Lashon Hara, to the father, let him take and be killed. But Reuven gave the chance. Reuven gave the chance. He could be killed or not be killed. But I'm coming back now to my question. Reuven put this Yosef into a bar of snakes and scorpions. The Torah calls him Vayatzileu Miyodom. The Torah says he saved his brother. If you look at the Parsha, I think you would have did a better job. You would have said, let's sell him. You sell a person, you're not killing him. You sell him. Maybe it'll take 5 years, 10 years. In the end, Yosef became a king, and Baruch Hashem, he met Yaakov back. The Gemara says at the beginning of Sanhedrin, Boitzeya Beirech Nietz Hashem. What's the translation of this posuk? Boitzeya. Boitzeya is Meramaz on Yehida. Yehida said, Ma'abetza kinara gesochinu. Ma'abetza. So the Gemara in Sanhedrin, Boitzeya Beirech. If somebody blesses Yehida and says, Yehida did a good job, Yehida did a good job. They saved Yehida. They saved Yosef. Nietz Hashem. He angry is HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Yehida did a wrong thing. Boitzeya, the one who said Ma'abetza. Beirich, if you bless him for saying Ma'abetza, Nietz Hashem. You anger Kavayoch HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Says Rashi. Why do you anger Hashem? Says Rashi. Why did Yehida say sell him? Why did Yehida not say give him back to his father? What's the grace and sitkas of Yehida, says Rashi? He said you should sell him. He should have said a better thing. As should we give back Yosef to the father? Freak the Welt. The whole world asks this question. Reuven also didn't say they should give back to the father. Reuven said put him in a bowl. And on Reuven, the Torah alone says, Vayatzileu miyodom, he saved him. So why is Reuven called a person who saves? And Yehuda is wrong. Why? The Teretz is Moiradik. When Reuven spoke, there was a wind against Yosef, let's kill him. There was not a wind, it was a hurricane. They were all coughing away, let's kill this Yosef. He's not the Seder. When it's against a hurricane, and you say, let's put him in a bow, that's called saving. Once he was in the bow, everything cooled down. Everything was cool. The Torah says, Vayeshvu lechol lechem. They cooled down. They were quite happy with themselves. They put him in the bow. They felt they've done the job. Once the hurricane is finished, once the wind has stopped, it's no chokhmah to say, sell him to Yishmaelim. Now the chokhmah is to say, take him back to his father. It depends in what stage we're speaking. Reuven was talking in the stage when we were at the matzav, that they wanted to kill him, they were burning to kill him. When they were burning to kill him, then comes Reuven and says, don't kill him, put him in a bar. That's called Vayatzileu Miyodom. But once everything is cooled down, once everything is settled down, they're sitting down, and now they're eating. When a person is in anger and in temper, he can't eat. If the Torah says, Vayeshu lecho lechem, they've calmed down a bit. When things have calmed down, it's no chokhmah to say, sell him to Yishmaelim. The chokhmah is, if it's calmed down, maybe we give him back to our father. He didn't say that. Therefore, the Gemara says, the one who says to Yehida, Bitzeya Beirich, he says a bruch to Yehida, Nietz Hashem. What do we learn from all these things? I'm already finishing, just another 2 minutes. We should learn from this a very important point. A lot of times people go with the stream. The stream is going this way. The stream is going, so people think, well, we'll go with the stream. When a person's got the sense, the seichel, to go against the stream, not to do what the stream does, there always comes new types of things, new doiras, with new yetzaharas, and the yetzahara goes, and people go with it. There's the internet, there's things which are not right to look at. But everybody says, he also does. Sure, not too bad. Let's go with the stream. The one who has the sense, the seichel, to go against the stream. Don't go the way that people are mezalzel. Go the way that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants. Fight against the wind, fight against the hurricane. There's zoicha to grosses chusim. I want to finish with one small story. What's a shat not to go with the wind, and how far bad is going with the wind? People normally say, everybody does it, everybody. Everybody thinks that's a heter because everybody does it. It's no heter. The Chazon Ish, Zeichet Tzadik V'Kodesh Levrocha, had a Chavrusa Shabbos afternoon. With a Yid, a Choshev Yid, they used to learn together from 2 hours before Motzei Shabbos till Motzei Shabbos. 1 week this Chavrusa doesn't arrive. He doesn't arrive. The next week he arrived. So the Chazon Ish says, where were you last week? Where were you? So he said, I went to Tel Aviv, because there was a big dashnu came. It was the Minsk Maggid. The Maggid of Minsk came to Tel Aviv, and he went to hear the drosha. In those days, Bnei Brak was a town for itself, and Tel Aviv was a big city for itself. Then they had started building extra on Bnei Brak, extra on Tel Aviv, and they came very near one to the other. So people knew, they were sure it's already in the Tchum. There's no 2,000 ambers between, and people went over from Bnei Brak to Tel Aviv. So the Chazon Ish said to the Yid, how did you go from Bnei Brak to Tel Aviv? Is it not out of the Tchum? So he said, I see that people go. So the Chazon Ish said, excuse me, when you've got a chazoka, that something is out of the Tchum, in order to go, you've got to measure whether it's in the Tchum. You've got to take a measuring exactly to see whether there's no 2,000 amas. Either you measure, or you get an aid echod, who is Nemon B'Isirim, that he should tell you that he measured it in the Tchum. Did you measure? No. Did you ask somebody who measured? No. You are Mechal Shabbos. You went out of the Tchum. So the Yid said, the Chazon Ish is shouting at me as if I've done the worst Aveira. Do you know how many people went with me? You think I went alone? Hundreds of people went to hear this Minsk Maggid. So what do you want of me? So Chazon Ish said, excuse me. Till now I thought you went alone. You were Mechal Shabbos Betzina. If you went together with hundreds, you were Mechal Shabbos Mefahesya. So the Chazon Ish said, don't come over my doorstep without making tshiva on Chil Shabbos Befahesya. People think when there's more people, it's a heter. The more is a Befahesya, it's a Chil Hashem, it's everybody together against HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's not better, it's worse. A person should remember, don't look what's going on according to the stream. Look what HaKadosh Baruch Hu Be'emes wants. And if you go against the stream, against the wind, then you're zoicha to things which you would normally not be zoicha. The Aibsha should help, that everybody should be zoicha to Buna, Chaya, Mezoine, Revicha, and Kol Tiv, Zeigazin.